Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling because I need to get my passport renewed, and I'm wondering how long the renewal process takes. I have to go to Singapore on July 12th for a factory inspection.
Our regular service takes 4 to 6 weeks, but since you don't have much time, you could pay an additional $80 for our fast-track service. Then you'll receive your passport in just 1 week.
Okay, I'll do that. I don't want to have to postpone my trip.
Number 32.
Why is the woman calling?
Number 33.
Why will the woman travel to Singapore?
Number 34.
What does the woman plan to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. One of your salespeople called. He said the air conditioner isn't running.
We appreciate your coming so quickly. You need to go to the third floor. Unfortunately, the section of our building with the elevators is being painted, so no one's allowed in there. You'll have to take the stairs.
That's no problem. I'll just grab my equipment from my truck parked outside. And when I'm finished, do I give the itemized bill to you or someone upstairs?
You should talk to the department head, Sherry Jackson. Just ask for her when you get to the third floor.
Okay, thanks.
Number 35.
Who most likely is the man?
Number 36.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 37.
What does the man ask about? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm moving to a new apartment and my friend recommended your company. Could you tell me how much it would cost to move everything in a two-bedroom apartment?
For two-bedroom apartments, we have a flat fee for moves within the city limits. It's $500 for weekend days. But if your schedule is flexible, you should book a time slot for Monday through Friday because it's 20% cheaper.
The last day of my lease is a Saturday, but I might be able to change it. Let me call my landlord and see what he has to say. Then I'll call you back.
All right. I hope it works out.
Number 38.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 39.
What does the woman suggest doing?
Number 40.
What will the man most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Have you read the monthly report that came out this morning? How is the Oak City branch already finished with their inventory assessments?
They hired an outside company that sends in about 50 people to do all of the inventory work in one night.
That sounds great, but, I'm not sure we could afford that. We've only budgeted a certain amount for this task.
Actually, since we have to pay our employees overtime to stay late, the cost is about the same. I'll get you the company's phone number so you can find out more.
Thanks. I'll check it out.
Number 41.
What happened this morning?
Number 42.
What is the man concerned about?
Number 43.
What will the man receive from one of the women? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Corrine, I'm supposed to pick up Miss Balderas, one of our VIP clients, at the train station this afternoon. What's the best way to get there?
Normally, I'd take Vandenberg Street all the way to Portland Boulevard, but I heard on the radio that there was a big traffic jam on Vandenberg. You might want to check the Department of Transportation's traffic report on their website to see if it's been cleared.
All right, I'll do that. Her train arrives at 2 o'clock, so I want to make sure I'm there on time.
If you need me to cover your company phone while you're gone, just let me know. I can take down any important messages.
Number 44.
What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 45.
What does the woman recommend doing?
Number 46.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Miss Dunford. This is Sean Goodman. There's a house for sale in the Pine View neighborhood that I want to show you. It's within the price range of the loan that your bank has pre-approved.
That neighborhood is near my office, so that'd be nice. Does it have 4 bedrooms as I requested?
Just 3, actually. But I think that you'll find that the rest of this property's amenities will more than make up for that.
I'm sorry, but that point is non-negotiable.
I understand. In that case, I'll go through our database one more time to see if I can find the perfect match.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Number 47.
What most likely is the man's occupation?
Number 48.
What does the woman mean when she says,
"That point is non-negotiable"?
Number 49.
What does the man say he will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, Kozo, you and I are supposed to clear out the stockroom and arrange everything we're keeping in an orderly fashion.
It's quite a big job. To make it go more smoothly, could you print some tags that we can attach to the boxes? Then people can know exactly what's inside without opening them.
That would work great. I can borrow a printer and laptop from IT so we don't have to keep going back and forth.
Good idea. While you're doing that, I'll get a ladder from the maintenance department. I want to see what's on these top shelves.
Number 50.
What task have the speakers been assigned?
Number 51.
What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 52.
Where will the man go next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Rachel, Christopher, we still have some planning to do for the outdoor orchestra concert at Ramsey Park.
Right. I'm really concerned about attendance. Tickets have been on sale for 3 weeks and we still have 80% of them left.
We're depending on that ticket revenue to cover the cost of the event. What can we do?
Well, so far, we've mainly been advertising the event in the newspaper. How about getting some posters made and putting them up around town instead?
That should help.
Yeah, and I'll volunteer to prepare the design.
Number 53.
What are the speakers planning?
Number 54.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 55.
What do the speakers decide to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mackie. Did you hear that the Indian restaurant in the Hannigan neighborhood finally had its grand opening last weekend?
Yes, I read a food critic's review on a website that has a dining out guide. The writer simply loved the food.
My friend said they have the best Indian dishes he's ever eaten. We should check it out.
Definitely. How about tomorrow night?
Sorry, but I'm afraid I'm busy tomorrow. I've got to give a talk the following day about how the new trade deal will affect our business, so I'll be getting ready for that. Are you free next Monday at 7?
Sure. I'll call and make a reservation.
Number 56.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 57.
Where did the man get some information?
Number 58.
Why is the woman unavailable tomorrow? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Wheaton. My name is Seth Mundy, and I'm a reporter for the Upland Tribune. Would you be willing to meet with me to discuss the particulars of the hospital's expansion plan?
Sure. We're looking for ways to generate publicity for our fundraising campaign, which starts next month. We hope it will cover a portion of the construction expenses.
I can come to your office any time this week. Or if you're busy, I could just share my inquiries over the phone.
How about now? You caught me at a rare moment of downtime.
Number 59.
What is the purpose of the man's call?
Number 60.
According to the woman, what will happen next month?
Number 61.
Why does the woman say,
"How about now?"
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Hello, I'm looking for some curtains for my bedroom. What's the best brand?
You can't go wrong with curtains from Callahan. Light can't penetrate through them because of their thick lining.
That sounds perfect, as sometimes I work the night shift and sleep during the day. I'll take these charcoal grey ones.
Do you know how long you need the curtains to be?
Yes, I've measured the space, and I'd need the 72-inch curtains.
Wonderful. I can ring you up here, and you'll notice a code on your receipt. It's for a questionnaire on our website. If you complete it, you'll be entered into a prize drawing, so don't miss your chance.
Number 62.
What does the man mention about the Callahan brand of curtains?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for her purchase?
Number 64.
What does the man encourage the woman to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and ticket.
Scarlett, just so you know, I'm leaving work early today. I'm going to an event tonight, and I want to get there 1 hour before it starts.
No problem. Where are you going, An art exhibition?
No, it's a talk by scientist George Russell about climate change.
That sounds interesting. I read his most recent book and I was impressed with how he explained complex topics in a way that everyone can understand. Is he doing any other talks in town? I'd love to see him live.
Unfortunately, this is the only one, and it's sold out. But I'd be happy to pick up a handout for you so you can see what was covered.
Number 65.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 66.
Look at the graphic. When does the man plan to arrive at the venue?
Number 67.
What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule. Maria, we've got a major problem with the show scheduled for September 9th next week.
Oh no, what's happened?
Toshin Galloway had to be taken to the hospital due to a sudden illness. He's okay, but since he's the lead actor, the show can't go on without him.
I'm glad he's all right, but the fans will be disappointed about the cancellation.
Right. Especially since it's on such short notice. We need to get the word out about this change.
If you give me the username and password for the back end of the website, I'll update the schedule and put up a notice for patrons.
Number 68.
Look at the graphic. Which show is affected by the cancellation?
Number 69.
Why will a show be cancelled?
Number 70.
What does the woman ask for?